Hey everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. Last episode, we discussed how to stay healthy during the holidays. Managing stress and sleep is so important this time of year because our schedules tend to fluctuate. We're shopping for gifts, preparing meals, the kids are out of school, and maintaining balance through it all can be a real challenge. We'll pick up on the health series again as we get closer to Christmas. But right now, there's been a lot of interest in health insurance. Many people are wondering if they have the best plan for themselves and their families. I decided to create a few episodes to help clear the confusion. This series is dedicated to independent professionals to help decode the health insurance matrix. We'll start with some personal family stories and later cover common mistakes people make when choosing a plan and how to find the best coverage for your needs. I also created a free guide to open enrollment. You'll find it in the description below. Just click the link, confirm your email, and you'll receive the guide in a matter of minutes. Let's get started with today's episode. At Health Solutions Today, the mission of our agency has always been to help people understand their options, not just when it comes to wellness and prevention, but also and how we protect our health and our finances. We believe that health coverage shouldn't be confusing or intimidating. It should empower you to make confident choices for yourself and your family. And sometimes it takes a personal experience to truly understand what that means exactly. For me, that realization came unexpectedly, one ordinary day in my late 20s. I awoke in a bed and could not move. There were straps holding me in place, and everything was white. The sheets, the room, everyone wore white. I wriggled around, trying to get up, to just get out of bed and do what I wanted to do. A man stood next to me. I asked him where I was. He said, "You were hit by a car. Your leg and neck are broken. The doctor is going to operate on you in the morning." I felt both a sense of shock and relief at the same time. Since everything was already taken care of, I could relax and allow the doctors and hospital staff to perform their healing work and get me back on my feet again. My health insurance card was in my purse, just where my parents taught me to keep it. Many of my family members worked as first responders. Growing up, I always heard stories about being prepared. Wear clean clothes in case you wake up in the hospital one day, they always told me. As a young adult, I did as I was taught. I still do. I never actually thought, though, that I would be that person. I'm glad I did listen to them because everything was taken care of when I ended up in the intensive care unit that day. The hospital staff located my insurance card, and they developed a treatment plan while I rested in the bed. Afterwards, I met with a surgeon who performed the operation until he felt I was ready for physical therapy. When I went to therapy over the course of 6 months or so, everything was taken care of. I didn't have to worry about payments. All I needed to focus on was healing. That experience reshaped how I think about health insurance. It's not just paperwork. It's the difference between focusing on healing and carrying a lifelong burden. Next, I want to widen the lens and share how health coverage has affected people I love. In part two, we'll look at my family's heart health journeys and how having or not having insurance changed their outcomes and their finances. As the years went by, I watched how health insurance shaped the outcomes for the people I love most. My dad, my granddad, and my aunt each faced heart issues at different times in their lives. My dad and granddad had health insurance when they needed heart surgery, and I saw how that made all the difference. They were able to focus on recovery while the doctors and hospitals coordinated everything behind the scenes. Their experiences gave me comfort, knowing they had access to care when it mattered most. But my aunt's story was different. When she needed surgery, she didn't have health insurance. The cost of care quickly became overwhelming. What began as a health crisis turned into years of medical debt and eventually bankruptcy. She lost her chance to buy a home, and the stress of it all affected her health even more. Seeing those three stories side by side made one thing clear to me. Health insurance isn't only medical access, it's financial security. It protects your future and your body. Watching how health insurance affected my family made me think differently in terms of what coverage really means. It is more than medical care. It's what happens afterward, how life continues, and how stability is preserved. Seeing my aunt struggle while my dad and granddad recovered with peace of mind opened my eyes to something I hadn't considered before. Health insurance is a safety net for emergencies, and it is foundational for financial security and freedom of choice. Those experiences taught me that the true value of insurance reaches far beyond the hospital walls. Watching what my family went through taught me something important. Health insurance isn't only access to doctors or hospitals. It's part of your foundation for independence, financial security, and peace of mind. Many people, especially when creating a budget, start to question whether they really need health insurance. It can feel optional if you're healthy and active. I understand that. In my 20s, I ran several miles a day, lifted weights daily, and taught martial arts. I felt strong and capable, like nothing could stop me. Accidents, of course, are unexpected. Think of it as an emergency fund in case something happens. Even at my healthiest, I've always kept health insurance for one simple reason. It helps me sleep at night, knowing that no matter what happens, I have access to a team of professionals who can step in when I need them. That brings me peace of mind. Health insurance isn't a sign of fear. It's a sign of responsibility and respect for the life that you're building. It protects your ability to keep moving forward even when the unexpected happens. Looking back on those experiences, I began to see how health insurance weaves into every part of life by providing an overall sense of security. It shapes the choices we make, the risks we're willing to take, and the peace we feel at the end of the day. As I connected my story, my family's lessons, and my own realizations, a few key takeaways became clear. Lessons I hope will help you think differently about your own coverage and what it truly means to be protected. When I think back on that hospital bed, my family's health challenges, and the lessons learned through it all, one message stands out. Health insurance isn't an expense. It's protection. It's part of the foundation that supports your health, your goals, and your independence. Having coverage allowed me to focus on recovery when I couldn't walk. It gave my dad and granddad the care they needed when their hearts failed them. And it showed me what happens when that safety net isn't there, the emotional and financial stress that can ripple through a person's entire life. Staying healthy will always matter. Eating well, exercising, getting enough sleep, something we talk about a lot, but true security comes from knowing that you're covered when life takes an unexpected turn. Whether you're self-employed between jobs or simply reevaluating your options, remember this. Your health insurance is more than medical bills. It's peace of mind, stability, and freedom. It's the quiet reassurance that lets you focus on living, knowing that if the unexpected happens, you have support waiting to step in. As a health insurance agency, we believe that we have some really great services, and I'm proud of what we're building here at Health Solutions today. My goal is to make sure people know that help is available, that understanding health insurance doesn't have to feel complicated or overwhelming. If today's episode made you stop and think about your own coverage, take a moment to download the free open enrollment guide I created to go along with this episode. You'll find it in the description below. Click the link, confirm your email, and it'll be on its way to your inbox in minutes. It's a simple resource to help you make confident, informed decisions this season. In the next episode, we'll learn what it's like to find affordable coverage when you're self-employed, the options, the challenges, and how to match our plan with our lifestyle. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. And remember, every day can be a healthy day.